Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I'm Madeline.
And today we are going to be talking about Taylor Swift's street style so far in 2025. It occurred to us very recently that despite a short period of Tay hibernation, Taylor has actually been out and about as of late. And we think that's because she's about to move. So we're going to go through her street style, her looks. And I think, you know, some signs that Taylor is about to move include more appearances with boyfriend, dinner with Selena Gomez. That's another huge sign of impending moving, and launching new letterhead. These are great signs that things
are
coming.
These are wonderful signs. Yeah, I think we've been through enough of these rodeos. It's always the same. The only time where it ever hasn't been the same are the outliers. And I'm talking about Evermore, Folklore, honestly, Midnights too. Midnights was a weird one because it was still really in the pandemic. And then, of course, also Torture Poets. Every other time, this is how it looks. It's always in the summer. She starts moving quite a bit more. And then next thing you know, it's fall. And guess what? Knock, knock.
New music. So I would say everybody should be looking forward to the month of September. Wouldn't you say that, Madeline?
I would say it. I would definitely say that.
September is a great month to keep your eyes peeled. And we would like to let you know that if you enjoy Evolution of a Snake, you can get much more of it at the paywall. Patreon.com/Swiftologist. You can get our full reactions to things. My full Addison Rae reaction, my Lorde reaction, my Miley reaction, which is not going to be public, all behind the paywall. We have weekly bonus episodes. You can watch the Snares Tour live from LA. Join the Patreon. You can go buy it as a one-off product. Girls, it's all happening on the Patreon.
It's all happening behind the paywall. Sign up now or you'll regret it.
We did see the psychosis in the comments of our last review of Taylor's style. So we're leaving the pictures on the screen long enough. And I hope that that will not make you want to bomb my house. Okay? I hope that that's good enough for all of you. Why don't we start with January? A very good place to start. She starts the year with a serve. She is out to dinner in New York City. She's wearing Chloe over-the-knee boots, a Jimmy Choo clutch bag, a cropped pea coat, and a mini skirt. This is a high-low combo. The skirt set was only $1,200.
Only? Wow.
Brugal.
$1,200 is how many of that terrible lover jumper that she wore to the iHeartRadio Awards? That would be 2, 4, 6, 8... Somewhere in the realm of 5 lover jumpers are the cost of this outfit. Exactly.
There you go. Well, I thought she just looked absolutely gorgeous. I love her in an over-the-knee boot. She's one of the only people in this world that can really, truly slay an over-the-knee boot.
Well, you have to be tall enough. You have to be tall enough. That's all there is to it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Most people can't do it. So.
And you know what's crazy is this isn't even a particularly short skirt.
No. That's just the leg of it all.
Legs for days.
I like anything that is like shorter than it normally is. I don't know why. The cropped peacoat, especially a top, just like a cropped moment of something that's not normally cropped. Like I love a cropped hoodie. I don't know why. I just think it, I think it's the cunt and I think it's
Taylor looks great in a cropped hoodie too.
She does. And her hair looks great. A classic red lip. It's not too orange. She's really been leaning towards the orange tint. It's not like she's wearing lipstick. I want to be really, really clear. But like, it goes to a place of orange. It's like the faintest whisper of pumpkin. This one's just classic red. So I cheer.
I think she's been doing coral. That was like her off-color. And I just don't like it on her. I just think it looks strange. It washes her out. A red lip, classic thing that you like, is something that I like. I always like to see Taylor in semi-business casual. I like the hardware on the pea coat. You know what? What's not to like? I keep seeing people like despising her hair. And at this point, I'm like, what do you want her to do?
Yeah, what is the thing that you want? I saw a lot of that in the comments on the last post that I made on Evolution of a Snake Instagram. I was like, what do you guys want? Nobody's saying that. Everybody just says, I can't stand looking at this hair anymore. What do you want to see? Say it. Well,
the bangs and the long hair is kind of like, that's Taylor Swift. She's like Lisa Rinna at this point. That is her hairstyle. And if you don't like it, you're really going to have to deal with it because I think this is forever. And also when we complain about her hair, it's never the haircut really. It's about like how she's styling it, whether she used a hairbrush that day or not.
Yeah, this looks good. I don't know. I just now, like at this point, if she changed her hair, why would she? That's what I don't get. Why would she at this point? It just doesn't make sense to me. At a point, you have to
change your hair.
You can change your mind.
Clothes. You can change.
That's the way it goes.
You'll always find your way back home. And to me, home for Taylor is bangs and long hair. It always has been. 1989, that was like the last time that she did like a chop.
Yeah, she really was doing anything to her hair back in the 1989 era. Does anybody remember Bleachella? Do you really want her to do a bowl cut, bleach blonde look? No. So that's enough. I've seen enough of it. I'm tired of the complaining. Take your food and eat it. We say in this episode where we're going to be complaining about like half the things that are there. Well, you see how that works?
We also qualify
I'm on the
again.
Microphone. I'm on the
People
microphone.
Love to comment and say, well, you're wearing a t-shirt every day. What do you know about fashion?
Yeah.
When have we ever claimed to be fashionistas? We are not fashionistas. We are merely devoted Swifties who've been observing her outfits over the years. Like, it's just for fun. You're an adult. You should know that.
You should know that. Thank you.
Next is
moving on.
a Chiefs game appearance. And this season of Chiefs looks, not my favorite. Really not my favorite. This isn't the worst one of them all, certainly. She's wearing a Chanel tweed coat, which is almost $10,000. Crazy to me. A wool jersey jumpsuit of Chanel, a Chanel chain belt, Canada Goose gloves, Chanel earrings, a mini Chanel bag, and boots. This was the year of Chanel, I guess. I hate those earrings. They look really old lady to me.
Yeah, sometimes she does go a little bit Grammy with some of her... Everybody knows this. Taylor sometimes goes Grammy. You have to just accept the Grammy when it comes. This one, I don't have anything to say about this. You know, that's kind of my truth. She's dressed reasonably for the game. She's dressed reasonably in $15,000, more than that, $20,000 at least, of clothing for the football game.
Sometimes she's going to the game and she looks like she's going somewhere completely different. And I love that. But today she looks like she's going to the game, which is great for her. Now this next part, I don't want this to be interpreted as shade or being mean. We're having a good natured, lighthearted kiki. All right. Taylor Swift styled is an invaluable resource for every Swiftie in the world. She is the most incredible, efficient, quick diva. She gets her posts up like that. And
I bought her book. I own it. Physically, I own it. I've given my points.
Madeline has the book.
Don't you worry about that.
So,
don't you worry about where my money's going.
That absolutely sends me is the write-ups that she does for every Taylor outfit. Because sometimes, like, look at, let's put this picture, Tyler, on the screen again. Okay, look at this. Is there that much to say about this? Well, Taylor Swift styled says yes. Here is one of her Instagram captions. Yesterday, I noted how interesting it was that Taylor was wearing Chanel on the eve of the Chiefs' first playoff game. I theorized it was a fashion timeline continuation of the last time that Taylor made an appearance at a Chiefs game, where she wore a vintage Chanel hat, which happened to be against the Houston Texans. I wondered if it would be a precursor today and if she would wear the brand again as a continuation of her game day presence and perhaps a superstitious repeat of the matchup. Today,
I feel like
Taylor.
This is a different brand of meth math than what Swifties are mostly used to. I cheer because this is interesting.
I'm cheering.
Cheer.
And also,
it's
there's a purpose
else.
To it.
Yep,
there's a purpose
else.
To it. It's
something
it's
a little
just,
bit different.
It's the intellectualizing of Taylor Swift's fashion specifically that kills me because, like, Taylor Swift herself is not putting this much thought into her outfits.
No. Not a chance.
Oh,
not a chance.
She's not thinking, last game I wore Chanel, I got to wear Chanel again as a good luck charm. She's not thinking that. I've appreciated Taylor's game day fashion for providing a style case study. The prospect of a game provides constraints, the setting, a football stadium, and constraints, the palette, a team's colors. She has never felt constrained by the Chiefs games. Not once.
She'll
never,
do whatever she
not
wants.
Not once.
She'll wear anything she wants.
She feels free at a Chiefs game, okay? She's like Lana Del Rey in the Ride music video when she shows up at I am no one, I am nothing, on the road, I am free. That is literally Taylor at the Chiefs game. Taylor has sought to carve a new genre within her style, one that is distinct but recognizable. I've identified Taylor's game day style pillars as vintage, women are locally owned brands, and sentimental accessories. It goes on and on and on. And I have to say, keep going, queen.
More. I'm saying more because if I didn't have Taylor Swift styled, I would be dead in a ditch. So
exactly. I wouldn't know what to make of anything.
I'd be dead. But I think this is like classic Swiftie behavior of there's nothing there. And yet there could be something there if I really dug deep enough. And I think it's kind of like the trademark of the fandom. Making something out of nothing. Well, yes. What else are we supposed to do all day?
And I'm glad that it's her doing it and not someone else. Let me just say that. Up next in Taylor's incredibly thought through pattern of behaviors that she chooses, she's at another Chiefs game. She's in a $5,000 Louis Vuitton monogram knit jacket and it's fucking ugly.
It's pretty terrible. I'd like it to, nobody take this the wrong way, but I want to know what's underneath the hoodie because it looks like it could be a really cute outfit. Like, I don't know if she's got on, I don't remember if we ever saw this without the hoodie. I don't think we did. I think it looked like it could be a really cute little mini black dress, you know, kind of a, maybe like a little tank top, something. Can we see? Because I don't like, the hoodie ruins it. Is it a hoodie? It is a hoodie, isn't it?
I don't like It is a hoodie. It's a knit jacket, rather. Andrea is serving in the background.
Oh my God, the cunt is in her red coat.
And she is serving in unimaginable
Glenn
ways.
The Glenn Close as Cruella DeVille servage that's going on back there is killing me.
When you get upstaged by your mom, you have in fact failed the assignment. Her hair looks amazing here, though. Can I just say that? Oh, it's tussled. It's texture. It's voluminous. Makeup looks great. This is an entirely Louis Vuitton outfit, and I hate it when she does this. We went from doing very subtle touches of designers to, again, the monogram parade, the monogram police. If you don't have 10 monograms on, go home and change.
Maybe that's what's going on with all the, I keep wanting to say trad wives, and I forgive me, with the, with
Rav,
the
what?
Wags, with the wag wives, the they go in and said, well, you're not wearing $20,000 worth of Louis Vuitton. And on Wednesdays, we do $20,000 worth of Louis Vuitton. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know, but it's crazy. And I don't care for this. Again, it could be cute without the jacket. I like the beanie. I like the boot. I love a red tight, underrated, if you're asking me. That's all I have to say about this because she's disappointing me.
Well, I think Brittany Mahomes pulled her aside and said, listen, if you want to make it in this world, if you want your man to marry you and never leave you, I'm going to hook you up with my sales associate at Louis Vuitton and you need to spend $70,000 every week. And then you will get some of the most hideous pieces imaginable. And then you will be inducted into our coven and you will be here forever.
And that's all there is to it. It's the only explanation.
It's the only explanation. Can I point out that her signature watch as of late is the same watch that I have?
Say it.
Except hers is $32,000 and mine was not because hers is yellow gold and stuffed with diamonds. But me and Taylor, something in common.
Vintage mentioned. Exactly.
Up next is something we never got a full picture of and I'm kind of pissed because it looks like it was really, really cute. This is in February, the Grammys after party. She's wearing a $4,000 Gucci embroidered wool tweed mini dress. Tweed, like, is an optical illusion to me because I always think that it's like crystals. I always think that it's like sequins. I always think it's something glittery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish we would have. This is one of those instances, a cute outfit, no picture. And we've had way too many of those. I can tell that she would have boots this down. This is the exact kind of thing that she looks great in. It looks like it fits. I can tell from the picture, kind of. It looks great, I think.
It's like a strappy shoulder, which I love. And also an updo in her hair.
We love an updo moment. A super short dress with an updo moment is always kind of like really chic to me.
And can we see it is my response. Can we see it?
I'd like to look. I want to look.
I would like to look. Speaking of looking at things, on February 7th, Taylor goes out to dinner with Travis. And unfortunately, my eye is immediately drawn to Travis, who looks as though he has at once escaped jail and also has been thrown back into jail and forced into a janitorial role.
Well, he's the Grey Goblin. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
He looks horrible. Like these
absolutely
pants,
terrible.
These are the ill-fitted suit pants that I got from Top Man in seventh grade to attend a gala I didn't want to attend. The way that these, also the fact that they're suit pants with an elasticated waist. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, like, why do you need that? You're not that old yet, Grandpa.
A fool. And I know this is not the Travis Kelce fashion review, but it has to be said that he's the purse. He's part of the outfit. He's an extension of it, and you're letting the team down.
Yeah, because she looks really good. Let's open the case. She's serving.
Let's start there.
Looks left and right. And he literally looks like it's like she picked him up from the old folks home or something. This outfit is.
She's guiding him home.
It's diabolical. And then she's looking absolutely serve. It's like a 70s long sleeve, absolutely gorgeous moment with her perfect little booties and her perfect hair and her perfect lip and her perfect nail color. Literally perfect, perfect, perfect. And then...
This is, to me, you know what this is? This is a true, like, recreation of a 1989 look. It has the element of twee. It has the leg. It has the shoe. The shoe is so 2014, Taylor. Black leather booties. It's like a heeled brogue, basically. And usually I'm against this because she styles it horribly. But this is like a 1989, like picture for picture remake. And I kind of like it. I like the color. The thing I wouldn't like is the lip. I think we're doing orange coral lip again. And I don't love that.
I love
the
that.
Hair mention.
I'm kind of a sucker for an all black Taylor moment. I
we
think
don't get
it always
that much
looks
anymore.
Really good. I always think something about it, I don't know. I mean, I just love an all black moment in general, maybe, but she looks particularly good in it. I always think so. So I cheer.
If you want to talk about a real gag and a real slay, let's again refer to the next image in which we did not get a proper photo of her, but this is her pre-Super Bowl celebrations with Travis. The boots, I don't like. I'm sick of her wearing this profile of boot, this specific like platform chunky boot. It is they're YSL, which actually makes great boots. So I'm kind of gagged that she's wearing these hideous things. A Dior bag and this billy coat, Charlotte Simone is the brand, $700, only frugal queen. Something about this is so unbelievably cunty to me. It's like the Anastasia coat she wore, but if it was actually cool, and it's very Regina George in sheep's clothing, literally.
Well, now this is the Penny Lane coat. The red one is like an imposter. This one is actually the Penny Lane coat, and it is a serve and a gag. It was a serve when Kate Hudson wore it, and it's a serve now. I also love the hair.
I was
like,
just about to say that hair. This is some of her best hair we've had, I'm not joking, in years. Why the hair wasn't styled like this every night of the Eras tour, I don't know.
It looks amazing. It looks absolutely Gorgina. I mean, I just can't take my eyes off it. I don't care. The outfit seems simple, black. You can't really get a good look
shorts
at it. All you see is the
shirt.
Coat. But I'm looking at the hair, honey. That's what I'm looking at. It looks amazing.
I like the bag, too. I like the bag. I like the hair. And the only thing about this, shoe.
Yeah, the shoe. Well, I mean, it's always got to be something. But I remember the only other time that I've really seen a good look at this outfit is when one of the customers in the restaurant, as she was walking by, got a video of her. And you just see her walking by. That's it. And I'm like, it's like Jesus was seen. She's literally in frame for like 3 seconds. And I saw Jesus.
And why aren't we wearing this to the Chiefs game? Just throw a red tank top on or red shorts and let's wear that to the Chiefs game.
It just looks great.
But
less is more. I think
this
is a less is more kind of a look. And like, I think sometimes with the Chiefs looks, she kind of goes more is more, which sometimes I get because it's like a big event and it's like you're there to cheerlead. I get it. But this is like perfect game wear to me. And where is she? Not at the game.
But usually also don't forget it's the coven. So she's taken her blood oath and like she could not, this is not enough to show up and sit alongside the creme de la crop such as Brittany Mahomes. You need to be wearing something.
That's creme de la crop.
So up next, we have her actual Super Bowl fit. And I low-key love this. I completely forgot this happened because we didn't get great pictures, but it is a YSL double-breasted white blazer, a Givenchy red nano bag, Paris, Texas over-the-knee white boots, gold and red jewelry, and a $1,000 sleeveless ribbed bodysuit and denim crystal embellished shorts. She looks so cute. This is I'm going to my boyfriend's game.
She looks very, I love the shorts. I love the outfit more with the blazer. I do like the short and tank top. I don't like the short and tank top silhouette with the boots. I think that because it looks like too like dressed down
put together.
And then I have the crazy boots, which by the way, she does love to do dress down and then I'm wearing a crazy boot, which sometimes I like. This is an instance where I don't really like it. But when we add in the blazer, I really feel like it's like the rug and the Big Lebowski. Like it just ties everything together and it looks perfect. I mean, the hair, again, she looks great.
She had to have the blazer to say, if I was a man, I'd be the man. She's like,
well,
I'm a girlfriend, but if I was a man, I'd be the man. And you have to remember that. She can't always, she can't always be WAG, and she shouldn't be.
This outfit, the shorts and the tank top, is also forever burned in my mind because I was watching the game live, and when they started, they didn't really cut to her a lot in the first half. I feel like they started cutting to her a lot more in the second half when it became really clear that they were going to lose. And I just, the severity in her face was so, like every time I see this outfit, I think of her and her serious frown. And I'm like,
she was not happy. Well, it's fun that everybody's looking at you when your boyfriend's winning. It's not so fun when they turn and he's losing and flopping. That doesn't
feel
good.
Well, plus this is when she got booed big time. So I think she was probably not having the best night of her whole entire life this night.
Everybody who booed her should die.
Yeah, because who's going to boo this? Are you looking at this person? Are you seeing this outfit? You're
those
really going to boo?
How dare
you're gonna
you?
You're going
to boo? I could give you 10 other outfits that you can boo her in.
Oh, yes. We will provide the pictures.
you
put them up on the screen.
The red coat with the Chanel bucket hat. I'm saying put her in the middle of the field and throw tomatoes at her.
We have to boo Anastasia. I mean, sometimes she just needs to be booed. That's all there is to it.
Put in her place. She gets a little precocious. So I look at the combination of all the looks she wore for this specific season, and I have to say, bizarre, most of them.
Yeah. So my least favorite one, let me pick my least favorite. The plaid with the giant space, like they literally look like alien shoes to me, but that was the night she wore the glitter freckles, which was cute in a moment.
That's the only good thing about it.
My favorite, I think, is where she's doing I'm the wife of the dead guy at the end here in the red two-piece with the buttons. And she looks like a widow.
I hate that one. I really hate that one.
I like that one.
That one to me is giving Hillary Clinton. And I am not interested in that.
Hillary Clinton, if she served. Come on.
My least favorite one is Anastasia. I have to do Anastasia. I hated it. She looked a fool. A damn fool. The one I like the best is the vintage black KC jacket with the boots and just keeping it simple.
Oh, yeah. That one. And you know what? Another perfect game outfit. It has like, the boots have like kind of a cowboy boot cut, but they're not cowboy boots, but they kind of look like it. I love that. The shorts. This is perfect game day attire. Come on.
I feel like vintage merch is the way for her to go because it's like casual, but also it can be really different. Like how far in the archives can we go? If, let's say, for example, Taylor Swift was doing an Eras Tour residency and I was, Paul Sidoti's boyfriend. And I was going to go sit in the VIP box and be watched by the crowd as a spectator. And I had to dress up every time for the event. What would I wear? I would wear vintage Taylor Swift merch. And I would style it a little differently every single time, but I would keep it simple. And that's what I would do.
I do think that those tend to be the best outfits is when she's doing the vintage. Like we forget this one, I feel like in the montage, this isn't a great picture, but the one where she's wearing the oversized vintage jersey and
so
she has
cute.
Her hair at half up, that was a really,
so
really cute one. That was really cute. And again, it's vintage. Most of the time, she was doing the vintage thing a lot more last season, I feel like. And it's crazy to me. We're talking about Taylor Swift style in terms of football seasons, but that's where we're at. you know? We take the content we're given.
The Denim two-piece was also truly bizarre. I was like, where are you going? From afar, she looks good. But when you get up close, you're like, what the hell have you got on? The boots are amazing.
She looks good. But the outfit itself is terrible. It's like she's serving like body, yaddy, yaddy, face card lethal, hair perfecto. We love a boot moment. And then you really start breaking down the outfit and you're like, are those two different tones of jean?
And yeah, literally. They are.
They are.
And from the back, you can see that it don't fit as usual.
Many such cases.
Well, Chiefs game style, thank you for giving us something to talk about.
Yes.
Thank you. Up next is, okay, now she's going on her sabbatical. March 17th, she accepts an award for iHeartRadio. She's wearing a Miu Miu pleated tartan miniskirt, a black long sleeve shirt, and a $17,000 snake necklace because she's evil and she was deliberately trying to fuck with people. Some of us didn't fall for it.
Some of us know better. You know who did fall for it? Flavor Flav.
Well, he'll fall for anything. Also, she knew at this point, Reputation TV, not coming. That was mean.
She was just having fun, cat and mouse. I feel like, if I can say my tin hat conspiracy theory, I think she's starting to do things like this because she wants people to stop. Like, I can wear all the snakes I want and it means nothing. Is kind of like
Alternatively, if people aren't talking about her or people are saying mean things about her at this point, there was not a lot of Tay positivity. I wear the snake necklace and suddenly my fans are creating a new news cycle of Rep TV incoming.
There's something to that. And you know what? More likely than you think. We are all pawns. Not me, though. I won't be a pawn. I'm not owned.
Not me. We will only clown for things that we know or strongly suspect and have good information on. So that's why we're clowning for September.
We clown for the truth.
We clown for the truth.
Period.
May 29th, she wears a $300 dress because she's a woman of the people. A Balmain mini anthem bag, a leather belt, and Louboutin sandals. This bag is so unbelievably ugly, and her propensity to put a belt over a dress has returned with full force.
I am quiet because I know exactly what she was thinking when she put this whole little number together. She was thinking, the bag has a belt, so I will wear a belt. And it's just, I like the dress. I will say that. It's the pattern is a little grandma's couch, but again, you have to accept granny when she comes. So granny, welcome. Nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a little while. It's great to see you again, granny. But I like it in theory. It's the belting. She's belting. Why are you belting? The sandal is amazing. We clapped and we cheered, but
also, no the belt. Necklace stack is too much here.
Usual, and I keep saying this. They hate it when I say it. They say, Madeline, stop saying it. I won't. I don't. I'm not loving her jewelry accessorizing choices lately. It's just not my personal favorite. What's interesting is that I do normally like a stacked moment, but it's like she's doing it too much.
Right. I agree with you. I'm 100% on board. Up next, May 30th. Yay, Master's back outfit. I think it's interesting to see like what she wears and when. This is an official image that she shared. So I think it's deliberately not Gucci or Louis Vuitton. Like this is I'm a humble girl who saved up her pennies in her piggy bank to get her Master's back. And she's wearing
the
a
real
shrunken
me
cashmere
is a southern
polo top.
Girl. Leave us on and an open heart.
This is a really cute outfit. It's really cute. She looks great.
I love the point
of the image.
No, she looks because great. We're not supposed to be looking at that. We're supposed to be looking at what's in front of her. The beautiful, glorious albums that some people, I want you all to know this, I've discovered this, some people still aren't listening to the original versions. That's
and
crazy.
And now that they're back, what's your excuse?
They say
you
that
like
they're better.
Things.
They say
they
that like the TVs are better. Now, a few songs, I'm gonna let you cook. I'm going to let you cook on I Have My Favorite TVs, as do I. Let's be clear, as do I. But you don't have to listen to You Belong With Me, Taylor's version anymore.
Don't do it, baby.
Why are you doing it, baby? But nonetheless, let's not talk about them. Let's talk about the issue at hand, which is this beautiful pair of simple jeans and a gorgeous baby tee in baby blue. What's there to frown at? I love it.
The photo of her with her hands in the air is everything to me. Like, that really is, like, I have been waiting for years to have this moment. And once I saw the photos, I was like, damn.
I found it profound.
It is profound. It is profound. Hugely profound. So, of course, when something profound happens, there is one person that needs to be on speed dial, and that person is the one that you always must keep your eye out for, Selena Gomez. May 31st, Taylor goes out to dinner with Selena, and she's wearing a Gucci sequined top and miniskirt, and a Gucci bamboo bag, and Gucci metal platform sandals. I love this look. I will even forgive the sandals. I hate that we have to have a chunky like sole and also a chunky heel. I'm kind of like, can we do one or the other?
I love this outfit. The only thing, well, I was going to say, I kind of don't love the fit of like the tank, but it is really cute and it looks good on her. I like the bag. I like her hair up. I like the earrings. I like the lipstick. I know what you mean about this specific kind of shoe. I think in this case, because it's silver, I'm going to forgive it. What really bothers me is like, you know how sometimes it goes hoof? You know how hoofs are like in? That's when they lose me. This one, I'm allowing it. I'll allow it.
I think that the idea of it is really cute. I love the crystal embellishments, but again, it doesn't flatter her. It doesn't really fit her properly, which I have to wonder why.
Well, maybe she's in her I'm going out to eat clothes, you know? You ever like wear something deliberately so you can eat?
Those shoes are deliberately I'm going out to eat clothes. I don't think so. I wish that she had also done a little blowout on the fringe. The fringe is looking a little too folklore evermore. I haven't seen a Dyson in years.
You know what I was just thinking about? Isn't it crazy that these past few looks all happened while we were on tour?
Yeah.
It's freaking me out. I'm like, that's not real.
We went on tour. That wasn't
us. We went on tour and this happened. Taylor was out to dinner and we were on tour. I actually do kind of remember this because we had just left New York.
Oh, I remember seeing this and being like, absolutely. I mean, the gorgeous, gorgeous diamond. Actually, we had just left DC.
So we were far away from New York. Yeah.
Far away. June 6th. Isn't it funny that she arrives in New York right after we leave? Interesting. she said, let's get them out the way. And then I can come. All right, June 6th, Taylor goes to a wedding with Travis. I don't love to critique her fashion in photos like this because to me, this is truly like not really meant to be photographed. Like this is like my literal, it's not street style. It's like my personal style. And also I don't like it. So.
Oh, well, period. Well, I really like this dress. I only have good things to say. I really like the dress. I like the color. I like the hair. I really like the hair. I feel like I haven't really seen her do this kind of like half up, half down curly moment. It's very wedding. I don't know how to explain that
normal.
More than that.
No, she looks normal. That's what freaks me out about it. Yeah. I'm like, I shouldn't be seeing this. I hate the shoes. The shoes.
Period. I like the look. I was cheering this day. I remember that. I remember cheering. That's all
Maybe
I can say.
You. Well, I'll tell you when I wasn't cheering. I wasn't cheering on June 12th at the Stanley Cup Finals. She's wearing a track jacket and track shorts, a Chanel bag, and Prada leather boots. Now, the crimes here to me are two, the boots and the hair. I hate it when she does that braid. I hate it.
He hates the Evermore braid. Do you hear that, girls? We write it down.
No, it's not the Evermore braid. The Evermore braid is messy and gorgeous. This braid is hair jailed like I'm in Orange is the New Black. Mm. I don't like that. This is giving prisoner.
She likes to do this for games. I think that she thinks it's sporty. And I guess she's not wrong, but I don't think sporty looks... I don't think
you're not an
she's
athlete.
Not Sporty Spice. She's not Sporty Spice.
You're not an athlete.
She's pretty much any other spice except for Sporty Spice. Is Taylor.
This outfit in general, it's giving my scrubs at the hospital, but like I'm the one that needs to be different. And the shoes are really a crime to me. Again, I'm sick of this chunky profile. I'm sick of it. And with a lace-up boot, it's like, can you please pick a struggle?
This is not my favorite. I don't like the color. Khaki colored. Miss me. I don't like the hardware on it. It's weird. Yeah,
this is
I don't
Chiefs
really
game outfit to me. Like this is the worst of what she wears to the Chiefs.
What is this ad again?
Brittany Mahomes Stanley would love Cup. To wear this.
Now, I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but Stanley Cup tennis?
Golf?
Golf. Okay, yes. Okay.
Baby?
Now I'm kind of Now I'm kind of seeing the, yeah, but it's still not a golfing look. I mean, get your polo
no.
on.
No.
I'd rather see you in a polo.
A polo and a mini skirt. A tennis skirt.
Oh,
we would love
so
to see it.
Cute. Instead, we get this. She looks like she's going to a NASCAR game.
She does. This is an outfit that like an influencer would wear. And that's when Taylor's fashion has careened off the rails to me, is like when it looks like someone making an outfit, a Get Ready With Me outfit edition on TikTok. Even Alex Earle would not wear this. This is for like B-tier influencers. So congratulations, Taylor. June 2025, she visits a children's hospital in a $3,000 dress with a Louis V sandal. This is...
You know, I feel bad saying what I want to say because of the event that this took place at, but I think we can all agree this was not a fashionista moment.
No.
No.
The shoe, I think it's also the pose of the picture that we're looking at. Like it's the
angle of the camera, it's the pose. She looks like the little emoji of the person who's just like standing.
It's so mean to make fun of this outfit, but
no,
like,
and you
it's
know what?
Really.
She brought a
you know
lot
what?
Of smiles to people's faces that day. She did.
It's true. I also think that you know what would bring a smile to her face and to many other people's faces is a portable steamer.
Let's talk about it because she's crinkled up.
Some of us brought a portable steamer and almost burned the city of Boston down. Me.
Now that was crazy. Did we talk about that? I think it got to a point where I had to ask, did you unplug your steamer? And sometimes the answer was no.
Sometimes
was
the answer
part.
Was no.
was
we didn't realize that it didn't have an on switch.
Yeah,
I thought that like once you stopped using it, when it's plugged in, it's just on. So we got off the stage in Boston and it was so hot. And there was a smell.
We were kind of scared. That was, even she was weirded the fuck out. That was one of those moments. Nonetheless.
It was one of those scary, scary moments.
She could have used one of those.
She could have used one of those. So June 20th in New York City with, guess who? Mr. Kelsey. Reformation top, cloud clutch bag, Miu Miu poplin skirt. I saw so many haters online. I think this is really, really fun, summery, and cute. Okay.
Now, this is what she should have worn to the Stanley Cup. And him, too. Mm-hmm. He looks very... I was going to say tennis again.
He's been looking normal. Look at
him. I love normal.
His shorts are not too long. Again, I'm against men's shorts that go beyond the knee. I want to see your kneecap. He has normal shoes on. He has a polo on.
Men have to show Zach their kneecaps.
Mm-hmm. Travis looks great here. And so does she. They're color coordinated. She's a little braid.
So,
this is the braid I'll accept. A teeny tiny little braid in there for the Teen Vogue party. Why not?
What I don't like is when you zoom in and you see the different textures of the skirt and the top.
You have
to zoom
out.
That's when she lost me. You have to zoom out.
Because
the profile of the outfit, the perfect pump,
the
perfect
pump
flowy little mini skirt, the perfect little corset top. Yes. It's when you zoom. And you can't be zooming. This is what I've learned.
She's always got
over
a texture problem too. Same with the Chiefs denim thing. When you zoom and you see the difference between the two denims, you're like, okay, so how did that happen? This one, I think the skirt is so cute. I think Miu Miu is a really good brand for her. Also, thank God for a skinny little heel. I'm saying Taylor's shoes go on Ozempic. Skinny heel, stiletto, enough of the chunky boots. No more.
I do really like this pump. I just think it's Gorgina. It reminds me of many a pump has been worn in many a different situation, but just because of the current zeitgeist and what's in my lexicon and my Rolodex currently, I saw this pump and I thought Tate McRae revolving door music video. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm not allowed to say it. I can't be a tater tot on main. Okay, I got it.
You can say it.
I'm saying
I would
it loud.
Never
I'm saying
say
it proud. I'm saying
I would
it loud.
Never
I'm
say
it proud. What's the perfect pump?
I think that we need to revisit another Taylor Swift style description because, again, you look at this, she's wearing a skirt, she's wearing a top, she's wearing a pump, not to Taylor Swift styled. It feels like we're in an era's shoulder season, the liminal space between the fading twilight of Taylor's most recent work and the imminent foreshadowing of what's to come.
Did she lie?
I often get asked, did she lie? Did she lie? She's truthing.
Nope. Yep.
I often get asked questions specific to these in-between periods, the time between albums when one might be parsing looks for moments of recognition and hints of something ahead. When does an era truly begin and end? Great questions. When can we expect era-specific statement pieces to fade out and new ones to come in? Blah, blah, blah. In this outfit, I see elements I associate with TTPD, that tiny braid, the piled-on necklace stack, the corset-like boned top, all things that need to die, except for the corset tops. I like the corset tops. Diving into the fashion credits, Taylor's steadfast style pillars come to light. So then it just goes on. Okay, it goes on and on and on. And she knows that this is her fifth Miu Miu pleated skirt. And I say, Taylor Swift style, you are a genius.
Taylor Swift style has an encyclopedic knowledge, the likes of which I can't even begin to understand or fathom. I think that the Taylor Hilo fashion, I think that's as close to as we'll ever get a true
a style.
Yeah, she likes to wear high low, and I'm saying exactly.
Sure.
I mean, because every now and then there's a little number that you can pick up. Remember the butterfly jeans? Or never mind, the butterfly jeans were just redone by a million fast fashion brands. Forget it. Forget I said that. Forget it.
Well, up next, what we're about to talk about is something that you could purchase if you should like. June 23rd, Tight End University. I hate to say those words. Can I just say, Tight End University, people kept asking me in like real life, what's that? And I kept going, I don't know, and it's none of my business, and I don't care, and I don't want to know.
Well, here's the gag is that when people were first posting pictures, everybody was saying TEU. And I think that's because a lot of these Taylor Swift updates accounts didn't know what that meant, and neither did I. And when I Googled it, I got no information. I had to wait for one of the Tavis people to finally say Tight End University for me to understand what was going on. So I said, okay,
Don't tell me what it is. Don't tell me what it is because I don't want to know. It's none of my business. It really has nothing to do with me. And Taylor did charity work by attending this. It's just the name of it is ridiculous. Tight End University. Like, it sounds like a joke. And to me, it is a joke. So she's wearing a $500 set, a skirt and a top, green gingham, a Celine bag, and white thong mules. Gorge.
I love it. Top to bottom, Gorgina. I love this color of green on her. I love gingham. I think it looks very summer. It looks very, you know, 4th of July kind of a moment. She looks great. I mean, what is there to say? Even Travis doesn't look bad. Come on.
She looks beautiful. They're both giving American summer. And I'm happy to see that. And the pictures of this night, oh my God, she looked so cute in so many different scenarios. She looked just fabulous. Gorgina.
Yeah. I'll support Tight End University if it gives me pictures.
Uh-huh.
If I get an outfit and I get a picture, okay, I'll support. I'll support the cause.
I'll do a scholarship for a kid to attend Tight End University.
A scholarship. I think it's a camp. Anyway, we don't need to get into that.
It's none of my business. It's none of my business.
I don't know what it is. The truth is, I don't.
If it's not Britney Spears summer camp, I don't want to hear about it. The bag's also really cute, actually. Everything.
Everything is great, top to bottom. What do you want me to say?
And her performance outfit, she wore a polka dress, Versace leather knee-high boots, and a hideous belt. I think we're entering into era of hideous belt, unfortunately. I've seen the signs and they're coming.
Well, even the boot has a little belt on it. You see that? You see how she thinks if the boot has a belt or the bag has a belt, she has to put a belt on? You don't have to do it.
Are the visual instincts of someone who's doing a movie. Great. Thank you. Blue lighting cold, red lighting warm. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I like the way the performance outfit looked on her. I like her little pony.
She looks gorgeous.
She looks great. But again, it's one of those things where you start to take in the details. You can't take in the details. You have to look
that
away.
That belt buckle is really hideous. She's in Nashville, so like I kind of understand the inclination to do a belt buckle. I just think it's really ugly. And again,
and
I'm always saying
it.
This, silver jewelry, Taylor Swift. Silver jewelry.
People disagree with the statement. I didn't know this. People were saying, you're wrong. I don't know which one's which. Like gold is cool toned or like opposite. Silver is cool toned.
Taylor
has,
I'm pretty sure, neutral undertone, so she can do both, but I prefer her in a silver, actually just for a point of variety at this point.
Well, you know what you should check out? So there's this girl who does ASMR videos, and this is for everybody's reference, and she did a color analysis on Taylor for ASMR. So you should go. Ooh. I mean, let's go check that out.
A relaxing and educational endeavor.
Yes, because I can't do it on my own. Somebody has to do it for me.
We don't have the skills for that. Fortunately, the last thing we have to talk about today is a slay of the century. This is her best look of the year. It is her best look in a long time, actually, I would say. It is giving girlish. It is giving Lover, if Lover slayed. If Lover had taste and a budget, if Lover wasn't the Claire's extravaganza, this is what it would have been. It's a Balmain houndstooth tweed dress, Louboutin Miss Jane sandals, a trunk bag, which I'm kind of cool on, but it looks good with this outfit. And what I think is so cute here is the vintage Rolex bracelet watch. So cute. Like, if you're going to spend, if we're going to be doing like expensive items, let's go into the archives. Let's come up with something a little bit different. This dress, I'm obsessed with the silhouette of the dress. It fits her perfectly. It's so good.
This is probably, like you said, my favorite thing she's worn so far this year. It's one of those things where you see the picture and you know that this is going into the gags for the centuries. It's like you see it in 5 seconds, you say that's one of the best things she's ever put on her body, period. Everything about it is perfect. The dress is perfect. It fits her absolutely perfectly. The shoes are perfect. The straps of the dress are perfect. The hair is perfect. The jewelry is perfect. It's very like low, and you know what I mean? Like, it's not too much with the jewelry, so it's like the perfect amount. Everything is gold. Everything matches the buttons on the dress. I mean, come on, girls. This is like, there's nothing wrong with it. Not a single thing I would take issue with. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
And Travis,
I love it.
Doesn't look like he's about to be handed her keys and asked to valet park her car.
And, you know, it really does make a difference. I hate to say it. He is the person. It is like part of the picture. Whether, you know, you want to think of it that way or not, he's part of the picture. And so in images where he looks good and she looks good too, even if they just look good, the image of them together looking good makes them both look great. I'm thinking about the one where he was dressed like he was Danny in Greece and they went to a wedding and she was wearing the white dress. Now, that outfit is nothing spectacular. But because they both look good, it was like, oh my God, this is... You know what I mean? So it helps. It really does when Travis looks good because it just ties the whole image together. I'm saying it. He needs to step his game up. That's all I'm going to say.
I also love the slight flare in the skirt. Like, there's something so girlish but sophisticated about this. Like, she also, looking into that camera, absolutely knows that she's served.
Yes, I love, again, it's one of those pictures where everybody knows. Travis knew, the bodyguards knew, the paparazzi knew, we knew, the people on the street knew.
On the street knew.
Everybody
knew that
this was a serve.
Over the subway hole knew that this was a serve.
And also,
great
it's just
place
like
to
very,
end.
Yeah, great place
Truly.
To end. A fantastic place to end. A beautiful, beautiful silhouette. And I feel like it's interesting that her name's Sarah, right? Taylor Swift styled Sarah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that she was bringing up the in-between times between eras because I actually do kind of think it's interesting.
It is.
You used to be able to like really parse it out. But like I said at the top of the episode, like Folklore, Evermore, Midnights, Tortured Poets, these are all albums that we didn't really get this in-between time of looks for. So I'm kind of really interested and seated for what she's going to be wearing this summer. Not necessarily that she's like dog whistling for anything in particular, but, you know, I want to see it. I want to look. I want to view. I'm excited for what's to come.
Because there were no visuals for Tortured Poets, her Chiefs game style and her personal style kind of became like the looks of the era. I don't necessarily know that I agree with Sarah's assessment of what TTPD style is, but I think there definitely is a vibe that she was going for with it. I don't see her really totally moving away from that as of yet. Like, it seems like she's kind of still there. This might just be part of her personal style at this point and nothing to do with TTPD at all, very likely. But I mean, we know that she's moving, which means that something's coming. And I'm excited. This has been a great 6 months of style, honestly. Few misses.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad at all. And you know, generally, what would you say her worst style era really was?
Last year. Literally the year that we just had where she was doing anything. It was really something else. When she got comfortable at the Chiefs games and was like, now I'm going to experiment.
Well, you know, I would have to agree, like off the top of my head, I think that there were more outfits that I hated last year than ever before. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the year of things that didn't fit. That's what the issue was. And it was also the year of monogram, which was a jarring transition.
Yeah. I'm not really crazy about
some of us are still jarred.
label, monogram, LV, Gucci. That kind of, that's not, I don't really know her to dress like that. And I've had people say she's always dressed like that. No.
Not with monograms. Maybe
not
she's,
like
yeah, she's
that.
Always had gorgeous pieces. She's always had a gorgeous bag. She loves an expensive shoe, but the monogram stuff, this is brand new.
Yeah, even if she's had like a monogram Louis bag, like it's just one bag. She's never worn head to toe
Louis
label like that. Even if it's labeled, like let's just say she's wearing head to toe Louis. You wouldn't know unless you looked it up, would you? It's different.
Yeah. The thing is that we can tell and it looks bad. So now what?
Now what? Any other questions?
Any other questions? Well, you can find more dissections of Taylor's style and other things about her behind the paywall. We're going to go on to record a Kiki Lounge, which is our free space, where we're going to talk about all the pop culture happenings going on at the moment. And I have some things to tell Madeline about. So if you'd like to hear them, patreon.com/Swiftologist. Thank you for tuning in.